Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth special year-end series, where our very intuitive guests will be talking about the energy of this past year and the year ahead. Many of our guests will be taking callers' questions, so if you want a peek into your upcoming year, be sure to call in at 619-789-4359. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. This is the kickoff show for our 20-show series of the year-end 2013, and I have a very special guest joining me in this particular kickoff. Her name is Tammy Holmes. She is a medium and spiritual coach. Tammy is founder and CEO of Mind Your Intentions. She brings universal hope through spiritual coaching, mediumship, talks, and group readings. Tammy gathers and connects with those who are ready to see their life through new eyes. With a database of 50,000 clients and friends, she connects with her nationwide and international clientele for their higher purpose through books, CDs, and personalized spiritual coaching. You can find out more about Tammy by visiting her website, which is tammyjholmes.com, and that is TammyJHolmes.com. And I do have a direct link to Tammy's website in the show page description. And today we will be taking callers' questions, so if you'd like to call in, again, the number is 619-789-4359. We do have a few of you in the queue right now, so hang on. But first we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the energy of 2013 and upcoming 2014. So with that, let me go ahead and welcome Tammy to the show. Hello, Tammy.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Robert.
It's my pleasure, and I also forgot to mention that Tammy is author of a book called Remembering One Once Again, and we talked about that book on February 2nd of this year, 10 months ago. It's hard to believe, isn't it, Tammy?
You know what? The older you get, time flies faster.
It sure does. And boy, it's zipping right by for me now.
But it's a good thing.
Well, it is a good thing, and I do remember your book very well, and the 12 principles that were espoused, and also that was through the through William, right?
Yes.
Master.
Yes.
Yeah, boy. And if I remember correctly, didn't that come to you when you were doing a chore?
I was carrying a laundry basket, dirty clothes.
That's
very symbolic.
I seem to remember that, yeah. I remember when we talked about that back in February, I said that you just never know when that inspiration is going to come to you.
You know what? You never know, and thank God it did. And I, on some level, was able to receive it, and the voice just came in, and it was pretty profound, very loud. And I mean, like I said before, I didn't know if it was coming through my head or in the room because it was so loud. And I just dropped the basket and started writing.
Yeah, I remember that. I really enjoyed your book, too. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that to people. And the show with you is in the archives, so if people wanted to listen to that, they can just go to my archive page and click on your name, and it links them directly to that show. So.
Thank you.
But
thank
let's go
you.
Ahead and let's talk about this year in 2014. What has been your experience with your clients and just the people that you've come in contact with for the energy for this year, and maybe what you kind of think about what's up and coming?
Well, you know, I think 2013 was all about being authentic and honoring your voice, honoring your truth, honoring what's nudging at you. And I believe with all the readings I've had and the coaching that everybody's getting the answers, but are we obedient or trustworthy enough and confident enough and secure enough to follow through with what we're getting? So I feel 2013 was all about receiving messages, and are we willing to follow through with it with action or whatever direction that we're receiving? Or do we have the courage to follow through with it? And I've been seeing a lot of that this year, and so have other follow readers and therapists, and they're seeing a lot of changes where things are moving, like your foundations are changing and the props are changing. And do we have the courage to allow the change or to allow the direction that we're given to come through?
Yeah. Well, you know, that is one thing that I've noticed very much so, too, is that, you know, the changes that are occurring, that people are really seem to be getting kind of insight into themselves and into
right.
their relationships. And
right.
and some of it's not pretty. You know?
No.
You know, but those kinds of things, you know, it seems to be adding clarity, you know, to, you know, who we are and kind of what our direction should be. And like you say, a lot of it seems to be, you know, giving us an opportunity to actually take action to get more in sync with our true selves or our higher selves.
Right. Our higher selves, our true selves, our psyche. And, you know, I've noticed a lot of that this year in clients, and it's a mirror for all of us. And I think what's happening this year, and I think the rumbling effect of it, the collective consciousness is happening to where we're wanting change, and it's like the blanket's getting shaked out, the rug's getting shaked, and it's like, can we know that we're not identified by the props and the things in our life, and are we willing to be courageous and trust? And The Course in Miracles says, as long as you trust and know that God's with you, you have nothing to fear, or whatever you call your higher power. But as long as you trust it, you will come out of it much better on the other side of it. You know, but we get so trapped in clinging on to false things, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, that is, gosh, that's such a challenge sometimes, you know, trust. And you know, and you know, you mentioned briefly mirroring. You know, man, I have
right.
seen that. I mean, I have seen example after example of things being mirrored. You know, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, whoa, is this exactly? This is exactly what's kind of happening in my life, and
right.
it's like, is this really the way that I want it to be? You know, you know, it's time for some changes.
And the thing is to surrender to what needs to happen, and that's that thy will be done. Are we really, if we're honest, can we say, I'm now willing to trust thy will be done and, you know, divine intervention? Because are we really willing to surrender to that, knowing that let go of the control?
Yes,
you know?
That's another issue that I think a lot of people have challenges with, you know, because sometimes surrender can be misconstrued as kind of like giving in and giving up, when that's really not the case.
No, but when you surrender to the will of God, which is your will and your higher self's will, it's so much better. But You know, one of the things I know Marianne Williamson says, God is at least smart as we are, or smarter, you know? So can we trust
He's smarter.
You know?
She's smarter.
Yeah, a lot smarter. So I think when we start, and I think 2014 is going to be more of that shaking out of that symbolic rug or carpet for everybody to, you know, right now the rubber's meeting the road. We got to figure it out. And it's very dark and it's very light. It's very intense light and very intense dark. And we're going to have to make more choices in 2014 about being that light. And the more we come into our higher self, the more we have a chance of saving the planet, to saving the collective consciousness as it is. And you know, to ascend to that higher frequency, which is, you know, they call it the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension. I mean, I think we're still ascending, but are we willing to let go of the lower thoughts, the ego?
Yeah, so you think 2014 is going to be kind of a rehash, or maybe just more intensified 2013?
More intensified, I think there are going to be more intense things happening. you know, and I'm saying collectively, because the consciousness, even with the planet and with the natural disasters, I think everything's collective energy, and it's got to ripple out somewhere. So I think there's going to, and what we're seeing is the fall apart of things that we believed in. You know, we've been all looking for the government to figure things out, and every time we look to believe in something, it doesn't work. So it's like we're realizing it's not outside of ourselves anymore, that we really got to, we're being shown to tap into our higher selves and our intuition and letting that guide us, because everything we're looking outside of us is false. It's not really going to be the answer, the end all.
That is for sure, because it all of those structures around us, the things that we counted on or we just through, you know, past experience that we have felt were, you know, support systems, aren't there.
No, and the things that used to work don't work anymore. So what worked two or three years ago, even a few years ago, what used to work and everybody was caught on the wagon with, it's no longer. People are like, things are truly changing. And all you have to do is ask, what is my part in the play, and how can I show up fully and serve the will of God or my higher self? What is my part in the play?
Yeah. Well, you know, and I've often enjoyed the metaphor of a play, you know, life being a play, and that we're here simply to play out a role in that. And, you know, that also really, when you're kind of going through the drama of the play, that it can also be very helpful if you kind of just view it as that rather than get really deep and involved and, you know, emotionally spent, you know, by, you know, kind of, Yeah, so to me, I've always enjoyed that. I've always thought that, you know, our life is that, you know, one scene after another, you know, and the script that's kind of being written as it's being lived.
But most people have a problem changing scenes, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, so the thing is, when you're in anything, the question you should be asking, what am I supposed to learn from this? And as soon as you get that, you'll be out of the mess that you're in. If you can be observant enough, and instead of too much in the play, you know, if you can be objective enough to say, okay, what am I learning from this, instead of getting trapped in the victim and the fear and all the lower level thinking, if you can just say, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this, and then move on from it, you know?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. So your for advice for people for the upcoming year is just to, to kind of be more aware that, you know, these are the things that are going on, and to try and make better choices, I guess, line with what our higher purpose is?
Right. I think the thing to be, just even if you set the intention that you're willing to be your authentic self and be okay with whatever that is, because I don't think we know our authentic self completely. If you're willing to say, I'm willing to embrace my authentic self, and the more you do that, the universe is going to support you in everything you need. Because the more you're authentic, the more you're rising above the battlefield. You're not in the muck of the muck. But the more you allow your authentic self to emerge, that would be my 2014 intention. The more you allow your authentic self, you know, to merge, the universe will support you in every single way.
Right. And part of that being your authentic self, that involves maybe shedding some, you know, old bad habits, you know, maybe even some people who aren't really in your best interest, you know, kind of to be in your circle.
Absolutely.
No?
Absolutely. Yes. And also being authentic is saying, okay, this part of my life isn't that great, and I now forgive myself in it, and I'm now willing to move it. Being authentic is also looking at the things that haven't worked out, but not giving it power and say, yeah, that didn't work out, but I now forgive it, and I'm now willing to move on, and I don't have value in hanging on to it anymore. And it could be people, it could be it could be health, it could be jobs, it could be, and that's that part I'm saying, people have a problem changing the scene. They are so attached to the props that whatever that part, that they're hanging on to, the more you have value in external things, you know, those are called idols. So the more you hang on to that, the more that you're going to, you know, the separation's going to be hard for you to let go of it. Because you see your you see your peace and happiness, in it, which is not. And people aren't your peace and happiness. It's all about loving each other and allowing the authentic self to emerge through it all.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, because, you know, and I agree with you as far as your assessment of the 2013, because it has been, you know, personally and also people within my circle, you know, have all really gone through the ringer, you know, as far as, you know, and it's not, I mean, at times it seems like it's exhausting and you know, you wonder sometimes where it's going to lead. But nonetheless, I think, like you say, trust is a very important part of the process.
But you know what I think, Robert? I think we're all given the answers. We're not trusting. We're not following through with the answers we're given. We all know what we need to be doing. I think we're all given intuitive hits. There's a deep knowing. But I think now it's time to pedal the bike. You know, it's now time to say, hey, you know what I mean? It's like things, you know what you need to be, we all know what we need to be doing.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and you're right that, well, you know, changes can be very difficult for some people. You know, like you said, you know, the attachment to props, you know, be it our job or routine or people in our lives or whatever the situation is that it can be real challenging sometimes to let go of that, particularly if there's, you know, not a clear direction, you know, right at that moment.
Right. I had a lady that was so insistent on staying at her job, she hated that she would vomit in the parking lot just to go in, and they literally put her desk in the hallway because it got so bad. I go, what more signs do you need that you need to quit this job?
Wow, that's pretty drastic. But you know, I do know of a couple people who have really internalized those kinds of things and has really manifested in the physical. I mean, physical ailments and.
Well, it will because you know, that, you can't. It's too toxic, so it becomes toxic to you. That's why I'm saying shaking of the rug. All the things that aren't working, the universe at some point says, okay, now you don't want to move, so we're going to move you. And that's why I said symbolically the shaking of the rug is going to happen anyway. That's what's happening now.
Yeah, that's really something. Well, so anyway, well, I guess that's any other ideas for 2014 or just any other kinds of things that you've seen kind of in your clients or your coworkers or colleagues?
I think what's emerging, on the good flip side of that, is what's emerging, a lot of people's purpose is showing up, their calling, their what's going to make their heart sing, what their part is, more of that showing up. There's really a call to that right now, and I see it collectively, the people I'm working with, they're coming into alignment with what their purpose is, their calling, more than just a paycheck.
Well, that's good. Well, that's a good thing. I've often thought that if, you know, we could just shake up the world all at once and let everybody fall into what they want, that every job would be filled and everyone would be happy. But, you know, I can't quite see that happening. But it does seem like there's quite a bit of shaking going on.
But you know what? All it takes is those strong lights, and they flicker and they connect to other lights. And you know, my hope for the planet is until we see the strings of light all over, you know, and I think there are people out there doing it, and one person can definitely make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my goodness. Okay, well, we've got some callers in the queue, and we're going to go ahead and take those. And again, everyone, if you'd like to call in and speak with Tammy, the number to call is 619-789-4359. And if you wouldn't mind, Tammy, before we start taking callers, can you let the callers know a little bit about, you know, the type of readings that you do, or you know, and that kind of thing, so that they have an idea?
Okay, thanks, Robert. I'm a psychic medium, but I'm also an intuitive. And a lot of people get kind of freaky when you tell them you're psychic, you know. And I have to mention this because I didn't know this till about a few years ago, but I thought every psychic was spiritual or, you know, believed in God or had that, but a lot of them don't. So I'm a psychic medium, but the most important thing to me is my relationship with God. And I'm a Course in Miracles student. And I've been doing a course since 1993. And because I have that foundation, I just do the readings. But it's like watching a movie for me. So when I go into a reading, every reading's different. It's whatever you need. It may be somebody died, they need to come in. It's almost like wherever you need the most healing, that's where the reading goes. So if it's health issues or a relationship or you're afraid of the future or you can't let go of the past, whatever the reading is, the reading's all about what you need and that moment. And then, you know, okay. And it's pretty phenomenal. And it's like watching a movie for me. And I can either be talking to their loved ones or their higher self or their guide. And I don't dissect it. I just allow it to happen.
Yeah, okay. So now when callers call in, other than their name and location, is there any particular information you would need from them? Or
no, just tell me their name. They can ask me questions if they want to as well. So if the callers want to ask if they have a particular thing, or if I get a hit, I'll just go into it.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds good. Okay, why don't we go ahead and start, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to take just a real quick couple-minute break, but let's go ahead and start. And the first caller that we have is Cindy from Maine. Hello, Cindy.
Okay. Hi there. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I am well. I really enjoyed your talk.
Oh,
I went through
well,
that whole
you.
Transition this year.
Woohoo! So the rug got shaken, huh?
Yes, I think so. At least I think so. Maybe you should tell me whether or not if I really did.
You know what? You have gone through a lot of changes, and you're very bright. Are you around a computer all the time?
I try not to be.
Okay, because I see you at a computer while we're talking. And I have to tell you this, you really don't like change either.
I know.
You know? And your environment means a lot to you. So your space, I feel like it's really important to you, like your home. I just feel like everything has its order. And now, has your mom passed on, Cindy?
Yes, she has.
Okay, because mom's coming in and telling me she's with you, that you're not alone.
Oh, great.
Okay. And I love, and you're very, things mean a lot to you, okay? You keep things, they mean a lot to you. And I would say in the past, maybe not now, but you could get your feelings hurt pretty easily.
Yes.
Okay. But you've developed more. It's like and right now you're really on your journey. You're listening to your intuition. You're following what it is you need to do. I mean, you tend to get bored easy, but also you don't like to do a lot, too. So you have a nice, you're finding your balance right now, which I love. And, you know, and I don't want to get too personal, but did you end a relationship or end something within a year?
Well, I guess my ending is that I've bought another place to move to and I have a house for sale. So that's kind of
that's a big deal for you.
Leaving my house is an ending. Yeah.
Okay. Because I have to tell you this, I also see a relationship around you. Are you open to it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because you've got a relationship coming in. So all this ending and changing locations, you also have a new relationship, and I'd say around February 2014.
Oh, great.
Well, that's pretty quick.
Yes, it is. So get ready. It's coming. And I like the new place you're in. You needed to move.
You know, I felt that. I felt it was time for me to go, and I just all of a sudden said, I'm moving, and everyone said, what?
Yeah, you needed it. And you're not used to moving. I mean, it was a perfect change for you. I applaud you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I'd like to see you writing. I just feel like, do you read a lot?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'd like to see you writing your own stories or, you know, writing things down. I just feel like there's going to be some healing with you, your own writing. You know, get a journal, start writing in it.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you're very creative, too. And good with the details. You like everything in its place.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So do you have a question?
Well, No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm,
and your mom is your guide right now. She's helping you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that sounds really good, Cindy. I think you're going to end up having that special Valentine, it sounds like. So.
Well, thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're very welcome. Okay. Well, that was really good. That's really nice. It sounds like... Cindy's got quite a few things going on there, so that would be great.
She does.
But now for someone who doesn't particularly like to change and has initiated change, that's a pretty big step.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge
so
for
pat
her.
Pat herself on the back. So okay. Well, let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead now to the next caller, and that is Wanda from Alabama. Hello, Wanda.
Hello.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Hey. Do I need to ask a question?
Ask me a question.
let's see. I hate telling you everything, but I just feel like I'm so lost, and I've got so much going on in my life. And
I can feel it. Now, do you have a daughter, Wanda?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is your daughter? In her 20s? Is she 26?
Yeah, I got one that's 26, yes.
Okay, that's what I get. I feel like there's a healing. The first thing they're telling me is you and your daughter are really on a healing relationship right now. And I feel like you got a lot going on. Everybody comes to you. I feel like there's a lot of drama, you know. You got a lot going on. But everybody comes to you to help fix things.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'd like to see you do is, you know, have discernment with who you're helping, because I feel like it's affecting you physically and emotionally. And you're an empathic. You're very empathic.
Sometimes I think I am.
You are. And you take on a lot of people's energy, and I'd love to see you not do that. Okay? And they're telling me around March of 2014 things are going to ease up, and I feel like money will even get a little bit better for you, too.
Okay.
And, you know, and you have a, I don't know if this is your dad or your brother. One of them passed on. I would say more dad, but has your dad passed on?
Both of them.
I'm like, dad, brother. It might be
I'm
both of them.
I'm going to tell you, I was concentrating on both of them.
All right, well, you got it.
This does have something to do with their passing, yes.
Well, your dad and your brother are with you. They're helping you. You're not alone. You know? But what I would do for you, Wanda, I would get things settled in your home, because it's important that, you know, you don't have all this stuff, because I just feel like there's a lot of activity, a lot of people's drama, and you just have to really have discernment with who you want to help. And you know what? One of the great things a therapist told me, when anybody wants help, you tell them you're smart enough, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't rush and take care of everybody.
Right, well... Can I go ahead and tell you why I called? Because you kind of picked up on it when you said my dad owned a house.
Yep.
And he died. I took care of my dad till he died. And then my brother, well, I had two brothers to pass, but this brother that lived in the house, he passed away in February. I did pay for his funeral completely.
Okay.
And then I got this man trying to fight me over the house. He carried me to court on the 19th of this month. All this, because it is money out of my pocket, all this is draining me physically.
I get
it. I'm really
it.
Severely depressed. It's affecting my work, affecting
I
my...
I get it. You look really down. That's what I'm saying.
It is so horrible. I mean, I didn't even work this week. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
You'll
win the case, and what you want to do is wish him nothing but the best, okay? You're going to win the case.
Okay. And my work, am I going to be okay with my work? Because I'm just terrified.
And you need to start eating better and eating, you know, I just feel like you're taking all the stress on. Get you some you know, get you some sage, sage your home. I can't think of the stuff that you can take. Even essential oils, or you need to just start taking some stuff to relax with. But you got to realize that even going to court, you're going to win and nothing can hurt you. Your dad and your brother are here. You need to call on them to help you through this, okay? You're going to win.
Okay. That's amazing. I just got to tell you guys, that's amazing, because I didn't think that you would pick up on that. To be honest with you, I really didn't.
Well,
I mean, to say you're my brother or my dad, and
yep.
both of them are connected, it's really amazing. And I just want to get better and start taking care of myself and do my job before I get fired.
Don't worry about everything. You're worrying too much. You just need to say, I'm now asking for my brother and my dad to come in and the angels to protect me, and I ask for a miracle.
Okay.
And don't be afraid anymore.
Ah, thank you so much.
There you go.
One of the things, too, I got to tell her this. When you go to work, and I know this is crazy, but I tell my clients this, and Marianne Williamson told me this. She said, leave your shit at the door. And when you go to work, you go in there and you show up and do your work. And then if you want to pick up all that other stuff when you leave, you can pick it back up.
Well, that's been the problem. I can't even make myself go out to go to work. I'm not working, but like one day last week.
Okay, so hand it over to the Holy Spirit. Say, I now hand over this depression, this worry, and don't analyze it anymore. You can't analyze fear. Just say, I'm not even going to analyze it anymore. I'm just going to show up and live my life.
Okay. I got
Don't be obsessive about it. You're welcome.
Okay. All right, thank you, Wanda. My goodness, well, that's great that they both came in at the same time. So
they both came in. I didn't know who was who. I was like, wait a minute, brother, dad, you know? But they morphed together, both of them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, everyone that's in the queue, hold on. We're going to take just a very short couple-minute break, and then when we return, we'll continue taking calls. So everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Marianne Brownlee, author of Facing Demons at marianbrownlee.com. I would like to just give you a short review on Robert Sharpe's book, Joy Potential. It's a great little book and especially valuable for those who are starting on their spiritual path, seeking to make change in their lives and possibly fearing to go there, wondering if you're going in the right direction or if you should be changing directions. It explains how a little bit of faith goes a long way, and sometimes you just need to follow your own gut instincts and you will end up where you're supposed to be going. So enjoy the read and spend the time to just have a little think about what's in the book, and it will help you along your path. Many blessings.
Hey Robert, it's Chris from Curious Times. Just want to let you know I read your book, Joy Potential. Thought it was an awesome story and the twists and the turns were great. I felt like the characters were just really easy to relate to. I most appreciated how the book delivers some sage advice without making you feel like you're being lectured to, and without feeling like I was reading another one of those thousands of self-help books written by some spiritual guru. Very entertaining learning, and the book left me wanting to know what happens next. Thanks so much, and good luck with this book, Robert.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777.
Okay, everyone, we're back. And I do want to give a special thank you to my international friends there for those reviews. That was Marianne Brownlee from Sydney, Australia, and Chris, our wonderful Curious Times here on Blog Talk Radio from 10 to midnight every night. And before I bring in our guest again, I do want to say hello to all of those who have joined us in the chat room. That would be Allie, Jay, and Kathy. Kathy's Distant Echoes also has a show here on Blog Talk. Wonderful show, wonderful group of guests. Be sure to follow her. And, of course, we have Chris, several guests, C-Lark, and then we have Belle Salisbury. Belle is going to be on our show on Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. She is founder of a wonderful free online magazine called Belle called Bella Spree, and we'll be talking about that for sure on Tuesday's show. Again, today my very special guest is Tammy Holmes. She is a medium and spiritual coach and also author of a book called Remembering One, Once Again. And you can find out more about Tammy by visiting her website, which is TammyJHolmes.com, and that's TammyJHolmes.com. And again, I do have a direct link to Tammy's website in the show page description. So with that, let me go ahead and welcome Tammy back. Okay, Tammy, we're back.
Hey.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and move on. We've got more callers here, and one of them happens to be Jay, who I just mentioned, who's in the chat room, and Jay's joining us from Canada. So hello, Jay.
Hey, Robert, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good, actually. Have a good Thanksgiving weekend or Black Friday or whatever you call it.
Yeah, getting ready for Cyber Monday, all of those.
Cyber Monday.
Those terms, yeah. I'm not a shopper myself, so, you know, those kind of just fly by me, but that's all right. So you have anything you'd like to talk to Tammy about? Or Tammy, this is Jay, Tammy.
Hi,
hey,
Jay.
Hey, Tammy. Hey there. Great intro to the show. It was really interesting about 2013. So for myself, I just curious, you know, I thought the financial abundance was going to come this year, but it didn't, and I just wondered what was the reason why. Either it's people or they got caught up in 2012.
You know, I think this next year is going to be much better for you, but it's not going to happen till the fall. I see October 2014. And I think a lot of the reason it haven't happened is because you weren't ready. I just feel like it wasn't your time yet. You were ready, but you weren't ready. And what I'm getting from Spirit is they wanted you to be more introspective, you know, processing and thinking your feelings out. But I get around October, things are going to really start hitting. So I don't know if you've got two investments going on. I see the number two. So two investments or two projects, two opportunities coming in the new year, and you're going to be very, very happy, you know. And so all the groundwork that you're doing is going to pay off.
Yeah, I was actually for the last 3 months or 4 months, I've just been hibernating, haven't been doing very much.
Right.
Actually.
Well, that's what they want. They, you know, you're processing a lot. You're letting go of a lot. You know, and I know you're thinking a lot. You got a lot in your head, but I'd love to see you with all of this. Try to enjoy yourself, too. You know, not to take it all so seriously. You know, you watch a football game, go to a movie, you know, go play sports or do something. They want you to lighten it up a little bit. And you're very smart. You want to understand everything. I just feel you're very intellectual, but they want you to enjoy it a little bit too.
Oh.
You know? And you're going to do good in the new year.
Yeah, that's what Sharon said last year. You're going to do better this year, but it just didn't happen. So.
Right. I don't see it till fall of 2014. You know? And the one thing that I like about reading you is when you make your mind up, you make your mind up. So stay focused on that because it's going to pull you, and you just have to be patient as this comes in. So 2014 is going to be a lot better year for you.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
That's a tough one, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, it is. Like, that's a long time. It's almost like a year away almost.
I know, but I feel like until then you're going to be fine. Like, I feel like the wave, it's like a friend of mine said, don't try to get on the wave, ride the wave. I'm like, okay, I like that. But I feel like for you, it's going to start picking up around June, and the momentum's going to get better. And it's going to be almost like you hit the lotto in October. So it's not like you're going to be destitute or not making it. You're going to be fine. But the wave is going to start around June, and you're going to see it blow open in October, and it's going to come quicker than you know.
Okay, thanks so much for the insight.
You're welcome.
Be patient again.
Be patient, and it's coming. Okay. It's coming.
That's just doesn't that just get you?
That always gets everybody.
But at least I'm not just telling you what you want to hear. It's going to be great. Everything that you've worked up for is coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Tammy, you did say, though, that it kind of starts in June. But
it starts in June, and then it's going to really he's going to see the energy, the energy building up. Now, I don't know why I see this around you, Jay, but why the heck do I see comics or comic books? Or animation? Why do I see that?
I don't know. I create, I do a little bit of graphic design work on the side, so.
Okay. Well, maybe you might want to dabble into that just for the fun of it to bring, the innocence back in.
Okay.
And that'll help.
That's interesting.
This come in quicker.
That is interesting, too.
Well, it's because I've had a couple people on the show, Robert and Yellow. Anyway, he has his animation that he's doing, and really, that's one of the things that is he just talks about how it can really stimulate his creativity. I mean, once he works on his animation, it just seems to, be a real input into that creative juices. So
yeah,
I
think that's what Jay needs. He needs to open up that creative, and if he can do graphics and animation or something to where he can open that up, he's going to get downloads from that, and that's going to be the way he's going to get more guidance on to get this moving quicker. It's almost like Jay, you like to do a lot. You want to get things moving, but they want you to be more still so you can hear.
Well, I guess, one of the things I've been told, Jay, sometimes is I have a problem with hearing and listening. that to me, that's one of the, a big challenge. But it does seem, that quiet time where, like you said, kind of being more of a hermit, that really does help facilitate, just some of that inner thoughts and that kind of guidance. Yeah. So.
And what this reminds me of is Gandhi. When he needed to get messages, he would weave on his compound, and everybody that lived there, they would weave until they got guidance. And because you are a doer, your main thing is that as soon as you get something, you do. But if you, can do something to where it's meditative for you, it's going to help you get to the wave quicker.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get back into it again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll keep
okay,
in touch.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thanks, Tammy. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks. You're welcome.
All right, bye. Yeah, I can understand a lot of the things that Jay is going through, because those are things that I've had to deal with and still deal with. And they can be challenging, when, you want something to happen now, and, it's really not kind of in the offing until a little bit later.
I know, but he can bring it in quicker if he listens more,
Okay.
And like Spirit says, if it isn't working outside of you, it's because you're not working inside of you.
Hmm. Okay.
So the more
that's good to know.
That's why I tell people, if you got a spiritual practice and you're listening and you're doing something 15, 20 minutes a day, even the course says 5 minutes, then you're able to hear. It actually guides your day better. And the more he listens to that inner guidance, it's going to bring the wave quicker. So if he started doing this, it could be coming by March if he would take the time to do that.
Well, I know I'm going to employ that.
Yeah.
Starting tonight.
I know,
right,
me too.
Great. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller. And the next caller is Trish from New York. Hello, Trish.
Oh. Hi, how are you, Tammy?
Good. How are you, Trish?
I'm great. I was wondering if you can give me a reading around career or whatever you get.
Okay. Well, I know you guys are cold back there right now, right?
We are.
Okay. Let me look at Trish. You know what, Trish? The first thing I see around you is you are an entrepreneur. You're not a follower. You're a leader. Okay. And what I get with you is I get phone. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's marketing. I don't know. I just see you on the phone, like you can make money even working out of your house. Like if you did phone work, some kind of could be coaching, it could be marketing, it could be getting things in order. And you can multitask really well, by the way. So does that sound like the kind of work that you're interested in, where you could work, you know, be your own boss?
A little. I don't do phone work, but
okay.
I do a lot of independent, you know, I pretty much do my own thing.
Okay, so you are an entrepreneur then?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I have a job working for someone,
okay.
but I kind of run my own department.
Okay, and now and because see, you are a supervisor, and I feel like you can go in and clean things up. So I don't know if you've ever thought about, you know, like contracting yourself out, going into companies or businesses and cleaning things up, or you know, I just see you putting things in order. I just feel like you haven't hit your peak yet. And I like the work that you're doing, but I feel like you can go on a grander scale with it. If there's a way you could box it so you could market it and go into different companies and help them clean up.
Okay.
And I would even say for you, you could go in companies and weed out their employees that they need to get rid of and, you know, utilize what they have and to get it functioning better. That's the kind of work I feel that you can do.
Okay. So do you see any changes coming?
I get around probably March. You've got a change coming. You're either got a promotion coming or you got a new way or you got another job offer coming in.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
And it'll be more money for you. I would rather like to see you kind of create your own package in your business because I think there's a lot more money there that way for you than what you're doing.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
And you have
she
has the credibility and the resume for it, so she could do it.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, isn't that what we really were talking about at the beginning of the show about how, you know, how it's really, you know, beneficial to kind of create our own, you know, support, you know, and I would think fashioning one's own job would be the ideal.
Yeah, it would be. She would rock it. It would be a home run if she could. She would just rock it. And she's self-motivated. You know, she knows what she's talking about. She tells it like it is. I think she'd be great at it.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Trish. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Trish.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Okay. Now we're going to go ahead on to our next caller, and that is Nicole from New Jersey. Hello, Nicole.
Okay. Hello. Good evening, Robert. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Hi there.
Hi. How are you, Nicole?
I'm wonderful.
Okay.
I don't have really a specific question, but, you know, I just like to see how my life is going to go the next few months, if you
okay.
could tell me anything. I mean, anything, work, you know, relationship, anything.
Okay. Well, you know what, you talking, Nicole, I just feel like this shawl is wrapped around you. Like you're so protected right now. It's quite beautiful. And I just see you cozying up in the chair, and if you could have a fireplace, you would be in heaven. A fire. And that's what I see. And I feel like for a relationship, and this is the thing I see. I feel like, I don't know if you're with this guy or been with him. I feel like there may have been somebody there, but it's not quite there, but it's there, but not at the way you want it to be. Is that true?
There was somebody in my life
okay.
a while back, so maybe a reconciliation, I don't know.
He may try to come back in. That's what I think may happen. But I will also say this, I feel like it's going to be the same thing.
Oh.
So I don't feel like it's still, it's not recovered the pattern, like the pattern's still going to be there. So, but I would say for you, if you can say no to that, there's another gentleman coming in, I feel, around Christmas, like right now, this month, and he's older than you. He's probably about 10 years older than you. And at first, you might not be so taken with him, but I think you need to give him a chance because he's pretty phenomenal. And he's got a light beard and kind of silver, you know, pepper hair. And but he's brilliant. He's very smart, very together, very grounded, and he's got everything in order. But I think you could learn from him. He would be wonderful for you.
Uh-huh. And he's got, what color hair did you say he had?
Salt, pepper.
Salt and pepper, okay.
Like a mix. He's got some, you know, like he's not totally changed hair color, but it's a little mix. But he's, I feel like, very diverse, very world, you know, he's been around the world. I just, very intelligent. Now, and I just think, be open for it.
Okay. But 10 years older, huh?
Yeah, about 10 years older.
Oh, God, that's old. I mean, not old, but I mean.
I get it, but that's why I say it. Look, give him a chance because you're not going to be, you know, attracted to an older gentleman is what they're telling me. But be open because I think he'll be a great teacher for you.
Okay. All right. I'm open to it.
Okay.
Okay, Nicole. That's funny.
And, you know the one saying that I like that Edgar Cayce says is, love is content, not form.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know? And you know what? This one, too, the more intense the connection, the more intense the lesson.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. You're right.
And we think that's love, but it's actually a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've learned some lessons, that's for sure.
I think we all.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're
a sweetheart.
Thank
you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Nicole.
Well, that's funny. Boy, yeah, we know. I mean, it is, I think, you know, those are one of those things that we need sometimes to be reminded of, is to not prejudge
right.
based on appearance. You know? So, yeah, very, very important. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to another caller, the next caller, and that is Valerie from California. Hello, Valerie.
Oh. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Tammy. I would like to know about love as well.
Okay. I want to ask, what part of California are you from?
Northern California.
Nice. And you want to know about love. Let me look. Okay, so say your name again, Valerie.
Valerie.
Okay. You know what? They're showing me that you are looking, so you're ready for it. Your pilot lit is lit. You are ready for love, let me tell you. And you know what? I do see a gentleman coming in for you. And this will happen around probably, they're saying after January 13th. I don't know why they're giving me that date, but they said after January 13th. And he will come in, and I feel like it'll be a good relationship, but it'll be slow. So it might not move as fast as you like it to, but he's got some trust issues and some things that he's working through. But you've got a gentleman coming in around January, and I feel like you're going to have to be the driver in this relationship, and then it'll go for about 6 months, and then you're going to decide whether you want it or not.
Is it worth keeping?
And this is the thing I get. It's worth keeping, but once he knows that, you know, he needs to move a little faster. But, it'll be worth keeping.
Okay. Can you describe him?
I first have to tell you this. I feel like part of the trust issue is his wife just passed away. And I'd say within 8 months of you meeting him. So that'll be the deal. And then he'll come out of that. You know what I get? He's very, very nicely built, very chiseled feature. He's got dark eyes. And he's got not a big nose, but a defined nose.
Okay.
And
is he tall?
He's tall. He's about 6'2".
Okay.
And I feel like he's retired or doesn't have to work. And nature's very important to him, being outdoors.
Okay.
And he doesn't like to be around a lot of people.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah, I feel like this would be a good fit for you.
And age-wise?
I would say, I would say around 55 to 60. I don't know how old you are, but that's what I get.
Okay.
But he's perfect for you. He's wonderful. And he's got a really good heart, and his family means a lot to him. A lot of ethics there with culture and family. I think this would be a great fit for you. You're just going to have to, let him work through what he needs to.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially something so traumatic.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you guys would be a perfect fit. And I actually feel like his wife is bringing you to him.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that is nice.
Yeah. So you have a great relationship coming in, and once he's in, he's in. So it's like once he puts his anchor down, he's in it for the long haul.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you see us traveling together?
Not initially. It may take a while for that. He may travel, but it won't be till 2015. I feel like your first year is more about, getting order of what you guys are doing.
Okay.
Learning the dance.
Learning the dance. That sounds very good.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Valerie.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Right. Well, we're down, the last few minutes, Tammy, but I am going to, I received an email from my brother probably about 20 minutes before tonight's show. And
okay.
He said, you're going to have a whole bunch of mediums on. Do you think you could ask one of them? And since you've, been picking up on, these people, pretty well tonight, he is interested in my grandfather, my father's father.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's anything that you can pick up about him.
Okay, I can. What's your brother's name, Robert?
Noel, N-O-E-L.
Okay, who's Dan? Daniel. Or Dan?
Daniel.
Or Dan, connected to your brother?
I don't know about that. I would have to find out. I don't know of one.
Okay, you might want to find out from him. The first thing I get with the grandfather is he was a very hard worker.
Okay.
And I see him chopping wood while he's talking to me.
Huh.
I know it sounds bizarre, but that's what he's telling me.
okay.
He's showing me him chopping wood. And he said, and I don't know what the connection with, let me look at the grandfather, with your brother. Were they close when he was very small, 5-6 years old? What happened?
No, we did not know him. Yeah.
You didn't know him at all. So what happened
right.
when you guys were 5 or 6? What changed?
That was when my father moved out.
Okay, because
so,
he said there was something traumatic that happened when you guys were 5 or 6.
Uh-huh, yeah, that was it.
Okay, and he said he's been with you the whole time, and he apologizes for what you guys had to go through.
Interesting, huh? Okay.
And I don't want to get too personal, but I feel like your mom had to carry a lot.
I'm sorry?
Your mom had to carry a lot of, being mom and dad and being responsible. I feel like a lot of it was on your mom's shoulders.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
And the other thing I wanted...
with single parents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, does your brother have a son?
No. Nope. He's not married. And now he does have tons of kids. He's a teacher.
Okay. So. Does he want children at some point?
I'm sorry?
Does he want children at some point?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No, that would be... Yeah.
Okay, all right. All I do is I see a small child, because I'm going to tell you this. Wherever the family dynamics here, and I don't know where or how this could even happen, But I feel like your grandfather wants to incarnate, and I see him as a small child, a small boy.
Oh, wow.
So there's a small child coming somehow to the family, and he's going to reincarnate. But he's helping both of you. The grandfather's helping both of you.
Interesting. Well, yeah, my niece just had a baby boy about 5 or 6 months ago. So,
yeah.
But, so, well, thank you very much.
That might be him.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, he's got quite a personality, that one, so that'll be great to watch him grow. So, well,
yeah,
Tammy, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you, Robert.
It has really been a pleasure. Now, everyone, again, when you book your New Year's session with Tammy, be sure to let her know that you heard her on today's show.
Yes.
I would appreciate that, and it would be great for her to know that her time was well spent here with us. And I do appreciate Tammy taking the time and all of the guidance that you provided the listeners. It's very much appreciated.
Well, thank you, Robert. And they can call me on my home number, which is 623-302-7422. And, Robert, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're very welcome. Okay, and I'll be sure to add your phone number to the show page description. Well, it's also on your website, too. So,
yeah, it's on my website.
Yeah, there, great. Okay, everyone, I do want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth, the year-end series. And, again, we do have 20 shows this month with 20 different intuitive guests, so be sure to check out who we have just by visiting our webpage, which is www.biteradio.me, biteradio.me. And I have a special page set up with all the 20 shows. And you can find that by simply clicking on the logo that has a little cute Santa hat on the earth. So, again, everyone, thank you for joining us. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to biteradio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth special year-end series. And remember, when you book your New Year's reading with one of our guests, be sure to mention that you heard them on the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are available as a free podcast from iTunes. From all of us at Bringing Inspiration to Earth, we wish you a joyous holiday and a healthy, happy, and prosperous New Year.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.